Kobe Nicks. The Hogs will host Georgia Saturday for a 3 o'clock Central kickoff on SEC Network. To ask a question of Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the season opener.
Well, good morning, everybody. You know, I'm so excited to be a head coach in the SEC and at the University of Arkansas. We obviously drew a great opponent in the University of Georgia, well-coached, hard-playing physical football team that's very, very talented, and not in my wildest dreams that I believe that we would start with the University of Georgia since I had just come from there. But we are excited about it, and we've had a really good practices up to this point.
Coach, we'll begin with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Morning, Sam. In scrimmage number 2, you talked about ball security. I'm wondering, since that point till now, particularly with Felipe, how he's executed, what the ball security has been like, and if his relationship with the receivers you feel like is on point right now.
I think it's growing. I think he has more confidence in his wideouts that they're going to run the right proper depth, make the break at the proper time. He's throwing the ball very well right now. Ball security-wise, we certainly haven't had another scrimmage since scrimmage 2, but we have thudded pretty good in practice, and we also have done some live tackle individual drills, so hopefully we'll be fine with that on Saturday.
And when you look at Georgia's personnel, I mean, obviously you prepared for them when you were at Tennessee and the 2014 game here. But are there some characteristics about a Georgia defense in terms of athleticism, personnel?
Well, they're big, they're physical, they're well-coached, they run to the football, and they're very physical when they get to the football. Any big plays excites their defense even more. And so negative plays, interceptions, anything of that nature. So we're certainly going to try to stay away from that. But Dan Lanning's as good a defensive coordinator as there is in the country. And, of course, Kirby's expertise is everything, but certainly on defense. And it shows on film.
Great, thank you.
That's what goes to Nate Atwood. Nate, could you repeat your question, please? All right, looks like we've lost Nate. Let's go to Seth Emerson of The Athletic.
So you had a lot of experience and a long track record. What still did you gain from your time at Georgia that you think helped you get a head coaching job, and how would help you?
Obviously, every year that you're in coaching, you gain knowledge, and going to a different head coach, you always find out a lot of what you'd like to do if you're a head coach. A lot of it's scheduling. I think what we did at Georgia scheduling-wise was outstanding, and certainly we've taken most of that here to Arkansas. We learned the expectations of recruiting. I think that's the biggest thing from Georgia, that, you know, you're recruiting on steroids. And if you don't, you're not going to get the player. And so I learned that from Kirby, and learned a lot of things from Kirby and the staff that they had. But just those things come to my mind.
You and Mel Tucker from that first staff are already Power 5 head coaches. Did you look around that first year or two and see a lot of future head coaches in the room?
did. And he's got them now as well, you know. But, you know, I said it yesterday, without Georgia, without Kirby Smart, I wouldn't have this opportunity. And I'm very, very grateful for that. But he has more than just myself and Mel and his staff that would be outstanding head football coaches, as well as I do. Without that opportunity, without winning and coming from a heavy winning program, you know, you're not going to get head coaching jobs. And I'm very, very honored to have coached at Georgia.
Thanks. This is Brandon Sudge of the Macon Telegraph.
Hey, Coach. Hope everything is going well there on your end. I wanted to ask you about the relationships that you were able to build with your alignment at Georgia. A lot of them have told me that you were kind of had like a family type of camaraderie. Can you tell me any stories that you remember of how hard it was to leave them, or some favorite memories that you had with them in Athens?
Well, it's easy to be good to people that are good people. And we were very fortunate to have a room full of offensive linemen that were great kids, came from great households. And so it was very easy to get a relationship with those guys because they were fine men, still are, obviously. What was your second question? I'm sorry.
So I was saying, like, how hard, I guess, was it at the end of last season to tell them that you were moving on?
Well, you know, with recruiting and all those things going on, I didn't find out that I was really a viable candidate for the Arkansas job until the morning after the LSU game. So by the time that I had spoke with Kirby and by the time I met with Arkansas, there was no time to talk to the players. And they had a gala that evening, and I was interviewing for the Arkansas job at the same time. And so whenever I accepted the Arkansas job, I didn't have time to go face-to-face. I immediately flew to Arkansas that evening. I didn't have time to go face-to-face with the players, and I sent them all a text and just, you know, talked about how much they mean to me. I'll be honest with you, I'm a crier, and if I had to sit in front of them and tell them I was leaving, I'd bawl my eyes out. I love those guys to this day, and it would have been very difficult.
Thank you.
This is Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I was wondering if you've had a chance to be able to watch the first few weeks of the college football season, or even chat with some of your colleagues that are involved with those games, and what they've learned in this return to football, and how they've had to deal with that, whether it was sloppy play or special teams breakdowns. And how you could translate that going into your opener?
Well, I haven't had a lot of time to watch games, but I did get a text from Willie Fritz, who's head coach of Tulane. He and I played together at Pittsburgh State, and he was talking about scrimmaging and tackling and things of that nature. And certainly the games I watched, conditioning played a part in those games, I believe. And the things that happen in every first game that every head coach is probably concerned about is, you know, the turnovers, the conditioning, the tackling. Certainly with me, I'm certainly went over different scenarios with clock management. I didn't see a lot of problems with clock management in the few games that I was able to watch, but things that stuck out were tackling, what kind of condition the players are in, and certainly the security.
This being your first year as a head coach, obviously you have a lot to deal with anyway, but how is this just these unprecedented times made it more difficult to, one, get to know your players, your personnel, and then also, of course, practice and provide that physicality you want to see?
Well, I think the Zoom era that we all were in, and of course still in at some points, made it very, very difficult to get close to your players. It's not the same as, and recruiting's the same way. But as far as practice and things of that nature, I mean, it's difficult because you practice, you know, you test Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, and I think they're going to change it to Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday now, but, you know, you're waiting on those results. And to say it doesn't wear on you to figure out if you have COVID, let alone, you know, the players and the staff and everything else, and if your roster changes, not daily, because, you know, there's not positives on a daily basis, but when it happens, you know, who's quarantined, all those things wear on your mind. They weigh on your mind. And are you getting the third team guy enough reps because he may be the starter on Saturday? Just a lot of extra preparation, a lot of two-spotting things for us so we can get our entire team ready to play if COVID hit us harder in a week or two.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.